Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We're backstage at the Grammys. Don't forget to watch the show this Sunday at 8 o'clock on Channel 2. It's all being brought to you by your Southern California Ford dealer, scfordealers.com. Fonsworth Bentley, man. Nice to see you.
How's it going?
Look at you.
Listen, I'm on the legendary. Well, y'all don't put legendary in front of the Tim Conway Jr. Show?
Wow, yeah. Is that
not
right?
Not usually.
Well, now,
you could.
Well, only when Arsenio's on. Now, Arsenio has been on with us every Wednesday for an entire year.
First of all, let's just stop.
Okay.
How on earth? This man has, like, been in exile. The only place you can get him is with you. Isn't it? Really? Yeah, I think so.
I know. The guy doesn't do anything. But
he doesn't do anything.
But it was my favorite day of the week. I would get up on Wednesday morning, and it was like Christmas every Wednesday morning.
I bet.
I'm like, oh, I'm going in to sit across from Arsenio Hall. No scripts. Nobody telling him what to do. And the guy is the funniest man in the
world.
Period. Yeah.
He is the best. He's the best. So...
How long have you known Arsenio? Now, you hang out a lot with P. Diddy, right?
No, you know, I hang out a lot with... I know he changed his name. But, I hang out a lot more with my mom and dad.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about them.
You're funny. No, but my dad's my manager, and I, you know, love him dearly. I think he's one of the reasons I've become the gentleman I am today.
Right.
But, I'm excited about this time. You know, integrity is in style again. You know,
right.
Who knew? It's kind of ridiculous that I had to say that integrity is back in style.
Yeah, I think the economy brought it back.
Listen, you know, it's so funny, you know, and one of the things, you know, I was just talking to a friend of mine, and it's like, I know what it's like to go sleep on mama's couch, right? But the reality is there are so many people who are hitting this rock bottom, and they don't know what to do, and they're going to the worst extremes. You know these stories we hear about. And
it's humbled a lot of people.
It's humbled a lot of folks,
including,
man.
Including Diddy. Who had to give up his private jet?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, you know, I hadn't worked for Sean since 2002, but that is correct. So, you know, that is correct. So, you know.
I mean, you know it's rock bottom when he's giving up the private jet. Have you been on it before?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What
is it? A G4? What does he get?
It depends. You know, that's always like, you know, we're always looking for a deal.
Yeah. So what's now? Are you going to the Grammys? What's your involvement?
No, I'm definitely going to go. I'm just going to go as a spectator. You know, I'm actually signed as an artist to Kanye West's label, so he's performing twice Sunday night.
Yeah, I love Kanye West.
Yeah, he's performing twice Sunday night, so I'll be there. You know, support. I'll be backstage with him before, and then I'll go out and watch it.
And a classy move at the end of the Bush administration when he said, "Hey, I know I ripped the guy when he was president, but he's just one of us. He's a regular dude."
Yeah, you know, and that's one of those things where, you know, it's funny because I really respect the office. And none of us could ever imagine what it's like to wake up with literally the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we could never know. And, you know, here's a guy who was, you know, I earnestly believe that he was doing the very best that he could. You know,
Hey, now, are you friends with Obama? Have you ever met the guy?
Yeah, I was actually a surrogate for the campaign, and I worked in North Carolina. So I was super excited because, you know, North Carolina was the last state to announce.
Right.
You know, that was winning. So, but I actually hadn't met him yet. I was there 4 years ago on the floor when he did his speech, the famous speech.
But how about these guys like Tom Brokaw and the National News getting down on him because occasionally he has a cigarette? There happens to be a lot of pressure on this man.
Yeah,
and if he wants to walk outside in the Rose Garden and puff one, who's losing here?
You know, I know. It's a funny thing, man, because, you know, I think that he's really raised the bar for excellence and integrity in such a way so fast. And so, you know, everybody just wants him to literally be that, like, perfect.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think, you know, for me, you know, I don't smoke, but, you know, I get it. There are folks in my family do. I think that it actually gives a little... imperfection. Like, I'm a real guy. I have real problems. I'm dealing with this. I'm trying to stop it.
Right.
He's made it very clear that he's working on it, you know. And, hey, I think
a lot of pressure on the guy.
It's a lot of, just a little bit.
Yeah. So if he wants to smoke, you know what? I hope he lights up a cigarette in the Oval Office. And anyone who tells him to get out, he says, "I'm the president. Get the F out." Get out.
I like the fact that he immediately abolished the whole "you got to wear a jacket" Right. And you know, and I'm, you know, you see me, I'm fully suited right now. I'm always dressed.
Hey, what did that briefcase cost you? That looks like a $2,000 briefcase.
Yeah, man. I got it on sale for $700, but you hit it on the nose. But
all right, Farnsworth Bentley. Now, what? Now you have something coming out next year?
Well, actually, my show From G's to Gents, which is executive produced by Jamie Foxx, will be this coming Tuesday.
Oh, great!
It's exciting. I feel.
On what network is that?
It's on MTV, and MTV. It's actually in 30 countries now. So this is our second season.
Yeah.
It's the number two show on the network, and it's been doing really well. It's a real transformational show where we teach etiquette and chivalry and all of those things that, you know, folks didn't necessarily get. I think a lot of us kind of take it for granted a lot of times because we grew up and we were reared with, you know, a certain value system. And
but this must drive you crazy when you let somebody in front of you on the highway, or you hold the door open for somebody and they don't say thank you.
You know,
it's
does.
Small things like that.
It does. The first chapter in the etiquette book I wrote actually is the power of please and thank you. The first chapter.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge.
It's huge. And, you know, people just don't use it.
Yeah.
You know,
sucks.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can always tell how a person was brought up when they use it.
It's true. And it believe it or not, it really helps to open doors, you know, a lot more than people would ever imagine.
Exactly. So. All right, Farnsworth Bentley, you're a major stud. Thank you very much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and come on in the studio one night.
All right, you said it.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
All right, it's
maybe
official.
One night when Arsenio's there, you know?
Oh, man, listen, don't do that. I'll turn into a fan and mess up the whole taping.
He loves that. It's okay.
Yes.
Just sit back and go, whoo, whoo, whoo.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
All right, thank you.
All right. Farnsworth Bentley. What a name, man. That's awesome. All right, folks, you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're backstage at the Grammys, and that's P. Diddy's assistant. Or was his assistant, right?
Yeah, he was...
Former assistant.
He wore an umbrella, that's all.
Oh, the umbrella guy.
Yeah.
I love that dude. All right, and we're backstage at the Grammys. Watch the show. You going to watch it on Sunday night?
Sunday night? What time?
8 o'clock on Channel 2.
Channel 2?
Yes.
I think I'll have to catch that.
And look at Gina. You really like that guy, huh?
He's a good-looking guy. He knows how to dress. He knows how to act.
Love that guy.
It doesn't happen very often in L.A. People know how to act.
Would that be the type of guy that Steve Grad would love to see bring home?
Totally.
Your big dad, Steve Grad, KNX Sports.
Yeah.
Love to see
you
and P. Diddy's assistant walking through that door.
He just wants his little angel happy. That's it. Yeah, that's all the man wants.
I bet. Don't forget to watch the Grammys on Sunday at 8 o'clock on Channel 2. And speaking of CBS, Jay McGraw is with us, whose father is Phil McGraw.
That's right.
On Channel 9 every night, I watch it.
Channel 9 at night, Channel 2 in the afternoon.
7 o'clock at night, I watch it until 8.
Yep, that's right.
Dr. Phil.
Get your Phil fix.
And the show is unbelievable.
My dad has been doing it now. He's done over 1,000 shows, and he has a great time doing that show.
You know, and my wife said to me, she said, why aren't we more like Dr. Phil and his wife, where at the end of the show, you grab my hand and we walk out of the radio station. I said, that entails you going to work with me every day, and that's not going to happen. But your mom goes to work. That's your mother, right?
It is my mother, yeah, and they've been married for over 30 years now. And, you know, she was there the first day that they were taping, and when my dad went to leave, there was, you know, that runway that kind of goes down, and he was going to walk by her, and he thought, well, I can't just walk by my wife and act like we're not married. So he grabbed her, and they left, and she's been to every taping. She finally missed one taping this month because she had to go to Chicago and do an Oprah show, and that's the only taping that she's missed.
Wow, look at you. All right, now Travis Story is with us. Nice to see you.
How are you?
And you guys are working on The Doctors, right?
Yeah, we launched in September, and so we did our 110th show this week, right, Travis?
Not quite 1,000.
Wow.
We've got, 900 more to go?
We've got 900 to go, but we're getting there.
That's pretty
cool.
Slowed
the little engine that could.
And where is it on TV here?
It's also on Channel 9 KCAL at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And you know what? We are having such a good time. These guys are on stage. I'm backstage. And we're having such a great time with this show because we get to provide something that our viewers really want and need in their lives. We get to do it for free. We get to do it right there in their home.
Right.
And and I always say our viewers are our biggest producers on the show. We got the best team in TV, don't get me wrong. But our producer, our questions really do come from our viewers. They write in on the website, they call into the show, and that's the questions that we're answering.
Now, so everybody on the show is a doctor.
Yeah, we've got four doctors, four different specialties. And like Jay was saying, one of the great things about our show is we've got segments called Ask Our Doctors. And between the four of us, not only do we have a really fun banter, but...
Right.
The questions that come into us are sometimes outrageous, sometimes embarrassing, but at the end of the day, they're the questions that we get asked in our practices each and every day.
All right, let me ask you a question, Travis. You're a doctor, and what is your specialty?
I'm an ER doctor.
Oh, an ER doctor. Oh, so you specialize in everything.
He does everything.
I mean, nothing can shock you, right?
I think I've seen it all.
But what emergency room? What city?
I'm actually an emergency doctor at Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
so
pretty.
I do some commuting.
Wow. I mean, there's a lot of action down there too, man.
It's a busy place.
Yeah. I would think Friday night would get a little busy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, in any.
Hey, what's the sign of a stroke? Because I thought I had one about a half hour ago.
What were your symptoms?
I got a sharp pain right here on my forehead, and a very, very sharp pain where I thought I was going to pass out, and then it went away.
Well, fortunately, that's not a typical symptom of a stroke.
Yes!
That sounds like a bee sting to me.
Yes!
Stroke is usually numbness and weakness on one side of your body, facial droop.
And you can't smile, right?
Exactly.
Perfect.
And you certainly would probably have difficulty speaking appropriately.
Well, wait a minute. If you can't smile and that's a sign of a stroke, then my mother had a 16-year stroke from about age 1 until I was about 16. All right. Watch the show, The Doctors. Also, Travis' story is on it. And Dr. Phil's kid. I hate to keep saying that. But
that's okay.
But you're one of those guys who, you know, embraces your father and understands.
Yeah.
You'll eventually take over the show for him, right?
I hope not, no. Yeah. No, I'm very proud of my dad, though. So people always say, I'm sorry to call you Dr. Phil. So I was like, hey, I love it.
How
great.
Old are you?
29 years old.
29?
Yeah.
Very young.
And
how old were you when your dad started with Oprah?
I was in high school when he did the Oprah trial up in Amarillo.
Right.
And then he started probably my freshman year of college doing the Oprah show. He did that for 5 years, and now he's been doing his show ever since. And, you know, he spends an hour of television. I think that both of the shows, The Doctors and The Dr. Phil, are really one of the best uses of television out there, because we spend an hour of television not only entertaining people, we do entertain you, but also giving you information that you can use, that you need in your life. And so we're both very proud of what we're doing on television.
All right, so watch The Doctors at 11 a.m.
11 a.m., Channel 9.
On Channel 9, yep. Every single day. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Hope it goes on forever.
As do we. We're having a good time.
Thanks for having us.
And then, you know, eventually you'll take over for your dad, and you'll have your wife sitting in the audience.
Right. She's here today. So
is your wife here?
Yes, she's...
That's your wife?
That's my wife right there. I married way over my head.
Jesus, how'd you do that?
I don't ask any questions. I just agreed, and I didn't want to rock the boat.
That's the hottest chick you've ever dated.
That is, without a doubt, the hottest chick I've ever dated.
He definitely married up.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. That should be the videotape you put out. How to get that.
That's
you
right.
know, with this.
Talk about
you know
a how
mean?
To. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean,
I got a face for radio, as they say. No offense, guys. No offense.
Hey, listen, that's why we got into it, man. You know what I mean? But that is great. How old is she?
She is my age. She's 30.
Yeah.
She's a little older.
What does she
older.
Do for a living?
She has done a lot of television and modeling. We met.
Can
I did
talk
a show
her on the
called,
air or she doesn't want
yeah,
to do
sure,
that?
She can do that.
What's her name?
Erica.
Erica, come here for a sec. We put you on the air here.
We met.
Jesus Christ!
They're asking how we met, babe.
All right. Whoa.
We actually.
Erica just passed out. All right, Erica. Nice to see you.
Sorry, Travis.
Erica McGraw.
We actually met. I hosted a show called Renovate My Family for Fox,
right.
And Erica is an identical triplet, and she and her sisters were on the show, and that's how we met.
Wow, is that right? And what were you on the show for? Just being hot triplets?
We actually renovated our own house quite a few years ago, and we figured out exactly how to do every part of renovating a house, even from drywall to a little bit of plumbing, you know,
right.
Hardwiring, lights, stuff like that. And by doing so, we got on a different show, which was on Lifetime, and that then led into a demo reel for this show, Renovate My Family on Fox.
So your two sisters look exactly like you.
Yes, and we all got in there, and we had hard hats and hammers. And
do you spend most of your day just trying to deflect Hugh Hefner?
No, I don't have to.
No?
No.
See, what Erica doesn't know is my next home that I'm going to buy is going to be a beat-up fix-upper.
Yeah.
Fixer-upper. And I'm going to have you guys, since you're so good at renovating a home, come in and fix it up for
me. It's crazy because, like, I could break a steel ball if you gave me a screwdriver. I mean, I can't fill my car up with gas. And she's over here, like, laying tile and, you know, moving outlets. It's like,
true. He'll come home from work and I'm like, oh, I did this, I did this, I did this, and... He can't even find the hammer in the house.
I'm like, do we have one of those things that you'd put
flat
in?
Oh, a screwdriver.
Screwdriver, yeah.
Do you not a hot mop a shower before you lay the tile?
You do. Well, hot mopping, you don't want to get into that. It's pretty messy. But yes,
right, now you just
very
put a pan.
Necessary.
Nowadays, you put a pan down.
Exactly.
Look at you. You know exactly what
But hot mopping is necessary if you're going to do that kind of structural tile. So.
Yes. All right. Well, nice to see the three of you. Erica, nice to meet you. Where can people see you on the internet? A lot of people want to see what Jay's wife looks like.
You can just Google us.
Google you.
You can find anything on
Jay
and
Erica. There's lots of things on, wire image, stuff like that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So now if anything happens to Erica here, God forbid, you got two others that look exactly like her.
Two and Q. No, all three sisters are married. Now. And,
oh, they are?
At the end of the day, people always say, how did you pick one or can you tell them apart? Once you get to know them, they're really just sisters that look alike, but they have different personalities. And
trust me, when I met Jay, they didn't like him at all.
She always brings that up, and it's like,
wow.
Of all the things, can't we just say, one of the good things,
I liked you right away. Oh, okay. I think it was love at first sight. Okay. Wasn't that a good thing?
That's a good thing.
Fantastic. How long did you know each other before you got married?
It was
a couple years.
We dated
for a year, engaged for a year, a little over.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's perfect, especially when I'm a little older. And
did Phil give his blessing?
Oh, my God.
My parents said that if I didn't marry her, they would have adopted her.
And that's very true.
But did Dr. Phil, ask you a million questions?
He didn't.
Like, about, are you on antidepressants? You physically okay? Are you mentally stable?
He can read any person like a book, and I'm not kidding. And so he doesn't even go there if he doesn't have to. And he can see me see me for who I am right when I met him. So
he didn't give you that evil eye, like, I know there's something in there.
The stink eye?
A little
something
bit,
going
and then
on
he
with
couldn't
you.
Find anything too bad, so he's like, yeah, she's a keeper.
Do you get along with Jay's mom, too?
Oh, my God, are you kidding? She's like my second mom.
Wow.
Well,
she is your second mom.
She is. And she finally now has a daughter, and she dresses me up like a doll, and it's adorable.
Excellent. Yeah. All right.
Things daughters do.
And obviously, your mom and dad are in, the tabloids all the time.
Oh,
my
God.
Drive you crazy. Huh?
It's ridiculous. You know, the really sad thing is that they write those stories because people buy that paper when they're on it, but there isn't an ounce of truth to the stories about this. I mean, those people should be embarrassed when they go to bed at night knowing that they just created a story whole cloth out of nothing. I mean, they had a picture of my dad the other day and said that he had had enough, or that my mom had had enough, whatever, and that he was moving out and he had his bag with him. First of all, it was a tennis bag with tennis rackets in it. And second, if you're moving out of a 30-year marriage, don't you need more than a duffel bag worth of stuff? It's like Steve Martin from The Jerk. It's like, I'm leaving and I'm taking my paddle ball and my lamp.
Exactly right, yeah.
You know, it's like, it's ridiculous. They're not getting a divorce.
But if they did, who would you move in with, dad or mom?
You guys.
I saw your dad do a pretty cool thing. He almost got killed doing it, but it was great footage when that plane caught on fire and he was jumping through the window.
Oh.
You ever see the footage on that?
In Houston?
Yeah. There was like a...
No.
You never saw the footage? There's footage on that.
There is?
Yeah, where we're on the private jet.
I thought he was making that up.
No, they push the windows out and they crawl out of this jet that's on fire.
On fire, yeah. Under the wing, and they're like... He's like...
That happened years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you never saw the footage of it?
No.
I think it's up on YouTube, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I just saw it the other day.
My dad's a pilot, and he's got like 3,000 hours in single engine airplane, and he's been in flying an airplane that caught on fire.
Wow.
Oh, it's crazy.
Bad vibes.
He's been through more stuff. Yeah. And, had he been hurt, he would, of course, called Travis Stork.
And you told
doctors.
Me I can't ride a motorcycle.
I know.
Hey,
is your dad
still
a
two-pack-a-day smoker?
No. Oh, he can't get away from him.
Start another rumor.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see what else we can create on the air today.
All right, Jay, thank you very much.
Thank
You're a major stud. Erica,
it.
Thank you. Very
thank
nice to meet you. And also Travis Story, nice to meet you. Watch The Doctors, 11 a.m. on Channel 9.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Great show.
Dr. Stork.
Yes.
He's not an OBGYN, but he is a stork.
And then keep it on Channel 9 for the Dr. Phil show. It's a whole run of McGraws all day
That's
long.
Right. All McGraw all day.
Excellent. All right, folks. We're backstage at the Grammys live on 97.1 FM Talk, and you can watch the Big Grammy show on Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Channel 2. We're brought to you by the Southern California Ford Dealers, scforddealers.com, and Rocco DeLuca is here. Rocco, nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you as well.
How you been?
Very good.
Oh, I got to have you talking right in the mic there. It's very, they're very sensitive. There you go. Hey, you're going to be at the big album release. Going to be at the Troubadour?
Yeah.
And when is that?
March 10th.
March 10th.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice room. You know, I'm a local, so it's like fun to go down.
You're born and raised out here?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. Love Long Beach.
Yeah, it's cool.
Is that what number album is this for you?
This is my second record.
Second record?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And the first one went, you know, obviously gold or platinum. I don't know what you call it.
Triple platinum.
Triple platinum.
No, I don't think it's that one.
Quadruple platinum. All right. And what's the biggest hit you ever had where people stop and go, man, Rocco, that's unreal?
I think I fell down in the... It was videotaped on a YouTube thing, and that's pretty much my claim to fame.
All right, excellent, dude. And you're going to be out on tour for this as well.
Yeah, we just did a record with Daniel Lenoir. It's called Mercy, and we're going to start the tour on March 10th.
Now, Gina is a big fan.
Yeah,
I saw you perform.
Sure.
We got to talk right in that mic.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you very much.
Where'd you see a rock?
I've seen you perform at the Esquire House. I think it was last summer, two summers ago.
Oh, I remember that.
That was a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you remember Gina from that show?
I do. She was right in front.
We
and,
had a special time afterwards. Yeah. on stage. Yeah.
Now, this is on Ironworks, right?
Yeah, this next record will be on Ironworks. Yes.
And who's that? Is that Kiefer Sutherland's?
Kiefer Sutherland and Jude Cole own a record label in Silver Lake, actually.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And so you're pretty good friends with Kiefer Sutherland, right?
Yeah, he's just like another really cool friend around town, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, the only guy who, when he gets in trouble, mans up to it and no BS, does his time, goes back to work.
Yeah.
There's no cameras following him at jail or anything like that.
No, he's a case study in, like, character.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He really is.
He's in a hard worker, too.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Really
good
guy.
I've never met him, but I really like that guy.
Yeah.
All right. So the album comes out on March 9th.
10th.
March 10th. Yes. I'm sorry. March 10th. And you're doing Jay Leno on March 9th.
Yeah, I just found out. Yeah.
That's beautiful,
it'll
man.
Nice.
That's huge.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
It should be fun, you know.
And how many are in the... Is it just you or how many in the band?
We have, right now, it's me and a drummer going out.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
A resonator guitar and a drum kit. But I'm sure we're going to have tons of incredible musicians and friends play with us throughout the tour as special guests.
Yeah. Right. I'm very excited, man.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah. And how old are you, young man?
Yeah, I'm about 18 years old.
18? Jesus, all the success out of Long Beach at 18 years old.
Hard 18.
I lived a hard 18.
I guess so, yeah. Now, obviously, you know, you have Grammy in your future, not this year, but maybe next year, huh?
I think next year, you never know. I mean, with Daniel Lenoir helping me with this, anything could happen, you know?
Yeah. Good stuff, so, man. Cool. All right, Rocco DeLuca, thanks for coming by.
Thank
you're
you.
A major stud, and check out the big album release March 10th at the Troubadour, and watch on March 9th, he's going to be on the Jay Leno show with the performing there probably at the end, and Jay will come over, see that whole run, you know, shake your hand. And yeah. All right, thanks for coming by.
Cheers, guys.
All right, folks, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're backstage at the Grammys. And again, Sunday night at 8 p.m. That's the big show on Channel 2. And we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
You smell like you're on fire. Live like your last day. Drink like it's water. There's no tomorrow. And you, no one can hear you. Raise your hands to be called on.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live backstage at the Grammys 09. You can see them on TV. That's Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Channel 2. And it's all being brought to you by Southern California Ford Dealers. SCFordDealers.com. Go get a Ford, man. Phil Kogan is with us, one of the big hosts of The Amazing Race. Look at you. Nice to see you, man.
No, look at you is what
yes.
I should be saying. I've been listening to your voice for years. Now I get to see what the face looks
Thank
like.
Thank you very much. See, that's what the advantage you TV guys have is I get to watch you every week to see what you look like. Now
yeah,
I get
but
to
I
hear
have
what
the
you
liquid
look like.
Voice like you.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know what? By the way, it's 25 years of smoking if you want to get the...
really?
Yeah, you
want to
get this.
I'll get started. See if I can get to the end of it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But somebody's shooting us here. Now, where's this going? On your website?
I think it's going on the website,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's good. So
yeah.
People have listened to you for years and they haven't seen you.
There you go.
Get a shot of it.
Yes.
Go here. Get a shot of
Thank
it.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you. Hey, so the big show, it starts this week,
Amazing Race, next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yeah, 15th of February, 8 o'clock, CBS, back
perfect.
With the new cast, season 14.
Right.
We've got the whole show's been freshened up, new graphics, new music. Show breathes a little bit more. People want to see more of where we're at, so we're doing that. We're going to Siberia, Romania. We've got a very exciting cast. Very
now,
excited
for the five or six people that haven't seen the show, tell them what it is real quick.
Teams of two racing around the world for $1 million. They race from one point to another as fast as they possibly can.
Right.
The slowest team on each leg gets eliminated until we end up with the fastest teams circumnavigating the world. And then those three teams race in on the final leg. And the team that gets to me on the mat back in the United States, having gone around the world, wins $1 million.
Now, what is the closest finish you've had so far?
We have had finishes down to like seconds. I would say probably 5 seconds.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Can
so somebody imagine? Lost out on $1 million.
Yes.
Because of 5 seconds.
In season two, we had a team run in where one team member was ahead, and there was another team coming behind him. They passed him, and he was waiting for his teammate.
Oh, man.
And she was with that team, but then they went past her, and then they literally, he stood there and watched as they got to the mat, and then he tried to get, you know, his teammate up onto the mat, and they missed out on $1 million. Can you imagine what that would, after 75,000 miles, what that would feel like?
What is second place pay?
I don't actually know. I know that they do get something from CBS, but I don't know.
Like a color TV or something.
Yeah, that and maybe like a year's worth of gym subscription or something.
How about using that term nowadays? I was up in Oregon, and my wife is from a small town up there, and there's a motel in town that says, free color television. It's 2009. It's still
I
saying
love that.
Free color television. Like, color television.
Color
Let's
television.
Stay there.
Yeah.
Color television.
Wow,
man.
That's great, isn't it?
It's unreal.
Color TV.
All right, Phil Kogan is with The Amazing Race. Now, you also do some seminars, or you get you're motivating people, right?
Yeah, ditchtheexcuses.com is a website where we are getting people to sign up to come in and do courses to write their list of things to do before they die. It's based on a philosophy of mine called Now, No Opportunity Wasted. And it's a book that I wrote, and it's something that I'm very passionate about sharing with people.
Right. Like you had a near-death experience, right?
Yeah, I had a
How old were you?
19 years old.
19. What
and
happened?
That's what prompted me to write the book. I was.
Were you living with my mom? Was that the near-death experience?
Is it really that bad?
Wasn't that great?
It wasn't that great.
I had a near-death experience every day until I was about 16.
And then you couldn't wait to leave?
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
And slid out of there.
Wow. Are you seeing somebody about this?
Get out of here. You're seeing somebody about it. I'd have to see a whole team. It'd break me.
It can be organized. This is Los Angeles. This is La La Land.
Right, exactly.
Somebody will talk to you.
All right. So what happened with your near-death experience?
Well, I was shooting an adventure show, 19 years old.
Right.
We went down into a shipwreck 120 feet down in the water. It was a huge shipwreck. I got separated from the diver that I was with. I'm very claustrophobic, but of course I wasn't man enough to tell everybody that I was really claustrophobic. Had a bit of a panic attack. Thought that was it. Thought that was the end of it. And stirred up all the silt. Couldn't see anything. Shined my light around, like all blacked out.
Running out of air?
Well, breathing so fast that I was sucking in water because I was going faster than the diaphragm could go on the regulator.
Christ.
It was not a good thing.
So you literally could have died down there.
Yes.
And so do you still have panic attacks?
I'm still very claustrophobic.
You are. Like, does this room bother you?
No. But what I've done since then, and part of my philosophy is all about facing your fear.
Right.
So what I've actually done is I went and dived the world's longest underwater caves because I wanted to put myself back in what I thought would be the biggest nightmare situation I could put myself in.
Right.
And that's part of my whole Now philosophy is, like, you don't ignore your fear. You actually confront it head on.
Right.
And it's not about conquering your fear. It's just about letting fear know that you're in control of it. It's not in control of you.
Like, if you and I and Gina and Randy got under this tablecloth, would you freak out?
Well, only because I would be down underneath a table with you, and that would would really freak me out. And knowing that you've had issues with your mother, I don't know. It could get complicated.
All right, we won't do that then.
Yeah, no. And this is not a big table. I mean, let's be honest here. The four of us underneath there,
right?
Not good.
You could enjoy it.
Well, I think I'm talking hypoxico. I mean, we could be like, you know, it'd be like breathing on the top of Mount Everest.
Now, are you still diving?
Yeah, I love diving. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Still diving.
See, that would be the end for me.
Yeah, but that's where it all went wrong with you and your mother.
Yeah. Have you ever been skydiving?
Yes.
Okay, and Phil Kogan is with us from The Amazing Race. He's the host of the show. I don't know if you read this recently. I saw it on AOL.com, but this guy in South Carolina, on your first jump, you have to do tandem. You have to be attached
to
somebody, right?
And they let you pull a cord sometime if you feel up to it.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's diving. The guy's on his back.
Uh-huh.
And he says to the guy who's the instructor, he goes, "Hey, it's really quiet up here. Hey, it's really quiet up here." And the guy, the instructor, has a heart attack and dies.
Oh, that's great.
Before they hit the ground. That's the end of skydiving for me, right?
Well, hold on a second. But did he pull the cord and did he live?
He pulled the cord and he lived. But
so there you go.
No,
what's the problem?
But the instructor died.
Well, that's very unfortunate for the instructor. But the guy survived.
What are the odds of that?
Well, I don't know. That shouldn't stop you from living.
Well, it does.
He lived, didn't he?
Yeah, he lived. But
a couple of minutes ago, you wanted me to get under the table with you. I mean, you sound like an adventurous guy. You worried about jumping out of a plane with somebody dead on you?
All right, when is this? How can people get more information on this whole deal? DitchTheExcuses.com.
Go to DitchTheExcuses.com.
Are you guys in town soon?
Yeah, we're actually we're taking signups. Right now, people are signing up to do the courses.
Good.
And we've had a bunch of free seminars, but people can sign up by going directly to that website, ditchtheexcuses.com. It's kind of the perfect timing right now because, you know, people are losing their jobs or they're looking for jobs, and this hopefully will give people an edge, because this is about writing a list of the things you want to do before you die, really identifying your passion.
Right.
So you have a real clear picture about what you want to do in life.
What do you want to do before you die?
Well, I really want to share this with as many people as I possibly can, and I got a list of all kinds of crazy. I'm about to go on a crazy adventure at the end of March, which is going to basically use every ounce of physical energy that I have. A huge physical challenge.
Right.
I'll come back and talk
to
you about it.
Excellent. Yeah, I'd love to. But
did you get a shot of him to show everybody what he looks like?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a videotape here.
Close up.
All right. Phil Kogan is with us. The Amazing Race. Not about the Jews, like we assume.
Yeah. Well, you went there, not me. I never said trust you to go there.
It's always my backup joke. All right. The Amazing Race. Phil, thank you very much, buddy.
You're a major
stud. And go to ditchtheexcuses.com. DitchTheExcuses.com, and Gina could use a dose of that.
I could use a couple of doses.
Yeah.
Really? You need your list of things to do before you die?
And being a part
before
of the Amazing Race, it's ironic that I need so much help with my excuses. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nice necklace, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, get a shot of that for the online element there. That's a nice little thing.
We're good, Mark.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thank you very much, Phil
you're
Kogan,
very welcome
for the Amazing Race. Watch it a week from Sunday on Channel 2 at 8 p.m. It's going to be an amazing show like it is every season. And we're backstage at the Grammys, and we're being brought to you by the Southern California Ford Dealers. Go to scfordealers.com. All right, folks, I guess one of the people who's been to the Grammys probably more than anybody, a living legend sitting in front of us right now, the Blind Boys of Alabama. And I said nice to see you, but I guess that's not an insult, right?
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. I sort of screwed up there, huh?
That's okay.
Now, you guys are getting a big award, is that right?
Yeah, we're getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right.
And we're looking forward to that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Now, is everyone going to be there? Obviously, you're Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy Carter.
Everybody's going to be there.
Ben Moore,
Billy Bowers, Ricky McKinney.
Wow.
Clarence Fountain, Johnny Fields. Everybody's going to be there.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And the Lifetime Achievement Award, I mean, it's a huge honor.
Well, I guess it is. I've never had one before, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Are you guys going to perform?
Nope.
Just get the award and run, huh?
Just get the award and
take off.
Thank God and then run.
Did you fly in for this or?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys all from Alabama?
No. Nope. The group started in Alabama, but no, none of us live there now. But just two of us.
Oh, is that right? Just you and who else?
Billy Bowers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. Must have been it's an unbelievable run for you, huh?
Yeah.
What's the big hit? What's the number one song you guys have?
The number one song now?
No, that you guys had. The biggest hit you ever had.
Oh, wow. That's hard to say because we've had two or three, so.
The one, your favorite, though.
I don't know, man. That's really hard to say because, you know, I like them all, so I'm not going to commit to one, to just one.
Excellent. All right, Jimmy Carter. Have you ever met Jimmy Carter, by the way?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool guy.
Yeah, he was he's a Habitat guy.
Oh yeah, right.
And so we were on a show. He was building some houses, and we were singing to him as he nailed, as he put the hammer, you know.
Yeah. As he banging on the table.
Yeah. No. He was nailing the wood.
Oh, I see. Right.
And we were singing to him.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Oh, well, that's going to be an awesome night. You must be looking forward to that.
I am indeed.
Yeah, for a Sunday night. What are you going to do with the award? Put all next to all the other ones, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we got four already, so.
Now, you got kids and grandkids?
I don't have any kids, no grandkids,
wow,
never been married.
What a
nothing.
Life you got going. Jesus, that's unreal.
So, you know.
What I tell you, that's the way to roll through life, huh? That's why you're getting the achievement award.
Well, I don't know. You know, you get. I'm getting old now, so I'm getting a little lonely. Yeah. I need a companion.
All right, now one of your big hits was way down in the hole, right?
Down in the hole. You know that came from the Wire. The Wire used that as a theme song.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, The Wire. Yeah, so it was a TV show that came on. I think it came on every Thursday night.
Oh, on HBO.
On HBO, that's correct.
Oh, I love that HBO.
Yeah, and they use that Down in the Hole as their come on song.
And what's that song about?
Well, it tells if you to keep the devil down in the hole. if you let him out, he's going to stir some trouble.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you enjoy this. Jimmy Carter
I'm having a blast up here.
Yeah, the Blind Boys of Alabama. Now, wait a minute, now, real quickly. They don't use that term blind. It's seeing impaired, right? Impaired. Are you going to change the name of the band to Sight and Pair Boys?
No, just stick to Blind Boys.
Blind Boys. Yeah. All right. Because, you know, I got in trouble the other day using that term on the air. I said to a lady called and said she's hearing impaired. Then later on in the conversation, I said, how long have you been blind? And she said, we don't call it blind anymore. I'm like, I didn't know that. You know,
well,
what am I going to do?
Yeah, we called it Blind Boys because yes, it's a story behind that. You know, when the Blind Boys first started out, we were not the Blind Boys. We were something else.
What were you?
But we were the Happy Land Jubilee Singers. The Blind Boys came on. That's a whole other story, though.
Right. Is everybody in the band? Is everybody, all the guys blind?
We got four blind and three can see.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. You got a full boat there.
So it's seven in all. So four blind and three that can see.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, it's an honor meeting you.
Same here, my friend.
Jimmy Carter, you've lived a long, happy life, and you're going to now have a huge honor, and you're going to feel the crowd, the standing ovation that's going to appear on Sunday night for you.
Well, thank you so much for having me here, and it's an honor to be here.
Yeah, awfully nice to meet you. I'm going to shake your hand, young man. Thank you. Over there. Right there. Hey, yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're the best, man. The Blind Boys of Alabama. You can see Jimmy Carter and Ben Moore and Billy Bowers, Joey Williams, and everybody on Sunday night as they... I'm sitting here. You want to sit here? All right, Jimmy wants to sit in my chair. All right, the Blind Boys of Alabama, everybody. Go on and see them on Sunday night on Channel 2. Sunday night on Channel 2. They're going to get the big honor. And what a huge honor that is going to be. Gene, what's your favorite Blind Boys of Alabama song?
I think it is the opening to The Wire, The Way Down in the Hole.
You like that?
Yeah, and they did a couple of them the last Grammys, I think. They got up and sang a couple songs.
Yeah, they're the best, man. All right, we are live backstage of the Grammys. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
If you walk through the garden, better watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon for the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he'll save your soul. You gotta keep the devil
got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be saved from Satan when the thunder rolls. You gotta keep the devil.
Fantastic.
It can't be wrong when it feels so right, 'cause you.
Memories from that song.
Rolling at sea.
Yeah, and by the way, Gina Grad hit Dr. Drew in the face while signing that. It was unreal.
Well,
man.
I wanted to make sure you could see me because I had to stand on the other side of the hall.
Oh, Christ almighty. All right, Randy Wang, what year were you born, my brother?
I was born August 5th, 1985.
All right, 1985, the big song of the year?
My humble opinion, the best out of all three, What's Love Got to Do with It, Tina Turner.
All right, Tina Turner, man. Let's go. Randy's birth song, What's Love Got to Do with It? Hey, if it was song of the year, it must be unreal.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zips attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. What's love got to do with it?
acting confused when you're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace, I've got cause to be. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
We have a bonus for you, Tim.
What, my daughter?
Yeah.
My daughter was born in October of 2005. What was the big song of the year?
John Mayer's Daughters.
Hey, is that right?
Yes.
Daughters was the number one song that year.
Grammy Award winner.
What a coincidence. All right, let's listen to John Mayer's Daughters.
You got one of those, yeah.
Yeah, all right, here we go. If it's a song of the year, it must be un-effing real, man.
I know a girl. She puts the color inside of my world. But she's just like a maze, where all of the walls are continually changed. And I've done all I can to stand on the steps with my heart in my hand. Now I'm starting to see, maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too.
15 points, Dad.
Oh, you see that skin? It's the same she's been standing in since the day she saw him walking away. Now she's left cleaning up the mess he made. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. Boys, you can pray. You find out how much they can take. Boys will be strong and boys soldier on.
walk on without one for a woman's good, good heart.
Can I tell her somebody?
On behalf of every man, looking out for every girl, you are the God in the weight of her world. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. So mothers, be good to your daughters too.
Oh, boy. All right. There's the songs of the year. I guess you can go on the website, like Grammys.com.
Yeah,
or
the
something.
Grammy website. Absolutely.
Yeah, and figure out what the song of the year was when you were born, if that interests you. We are live backstage at the Grammys, folks. Don't forget to watch the big show, the Grammy show. That's Sunday night on Channel 2 at 8 p.m. Sunday, Channel 2 at 8 p.m. If you can't be home to do it, to watch it, then TiVo it or DVR it or VHS it. I don't know what you do. And we're going to have a ton more celebrities come up. You can't believe how many big names are here. It is amazing backstage at the Grammys. And we're being all powered by the Southern California Ford dealers, scfordealers.com. Go get yourself a Ford. Go out tonight and get one. If it's too late, go tomorrow and get one. Support this economy. And we're live backstage at the Grammys on 97.1 FM Talk.
Home in the valley. Home in the city.
Now, there's no real celebrities coming, right?
No,
it's all
no,
crap.
This is it.
I think we're done.
Let's go.
Jesus Christ.
I'm hungry. Let's go.
Why do they say here? I mean, why do I have to keep reading this?
Well, we had Bud Bundy. That was pretty good.
I know, but when it says major celebrities coming up and there's nobody,
I think
sucks.
I saw Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. Is it 1992?
ABC, BBD, the West Coast Family.
God.
Complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.